ago, today exactly, actually, I started a fashion blog called Style Rookie. Last September of 2011, I started an online magazine for teenage girls called RookieMag.com. My name's Tavi Gevinson, and the title of my talk is Still Figuring It Out, and the MS Paint quality of my slides was a total creative decision in keeping with today's theme and has nothing to do with my inability to use PowerPoint. So, I edit this site for teenage girls. I'm a feminist. I am kind of a pop culture nerd, and I think a lot about what makes a strong female character. And, you know, movies and TV shows, these things have influenced my own website. So I think the question of what makes a strong female character often goes misinterpreted. And instead, we get these two-dimensional superwomen who maybe have one quality that's played up a lot, like, you know, a Catwoman type, or she, like, plays her sexuality up a lot and it's seen as power. But they're not strong characters who happen to be female. They're completely flat, and they're basically cardboard characters. The problem with this is that then people expect women to be that easy to understand, and women are mad at themselves for not being that simple, when in actuality, women are complicated, women are multifaceted, not because women are crazy, but because people are crazy and women happen to be people. So the flaws are the key. I'm not the first person to say this. What makes a strong female character is a character who has weaknesses, who has flaws, who is maybe not immediately likable, but eventually relatable.